And I started getting into it because I always thought Central Asia was so mysterious. Why aren't there a lot of books and a lot of research and a lot of history in the universities and the schools about Central Asia? It's like a black hole. And I got a master's degree from UC Berkeley in the ancient history of the Middle East and Central Asia, and there just wasn't that much to know about Central Asia. But recently, a lot of DNA studies have been done across the whole Eurasian continent, and it turns out that all Eurasians came from and originated in Central Asia. And for instance, and then these ancient Iranian tribes, they were big settlers. They were very mobile because they were silk merchants. They had the best silk in the world, and it was coveted and bought and treasured all along the Silk Road. And they started moving into further and further west and into the Mediterranean region. And from Persia, when the Persian Empire, each empire collapsed, the noblemen and the royals would have to leave the country, and they would go and sort of start colonies in other places. And it turns out that the Kurds, a lot of them are in Turkey, they're in Syria and Iraq. Those are ancient Iranian bloodlines. All these areas, Libya, Iran, Iraq, Syria, they all have villages that are populated and were settled long ago by these ancient Iranian tribes. And they are still Zoroastrian. They still preserve their traditional culture and religion. And for instance, when Putin said he was going to bomb Syria to defend it and get rid of these terrorists, he received documents, a list from the president of Iran, telling him president of Assad of Syria and President Putin of Russia to evacuate certain villages and towns in Syria and Iraq before this war started, because those were populated, they were Iranian bloodlines, and they were Iranian, ancient Iranian tribes still living in these villages since 5,000 years ago. So I learned a lot about the history, the geography, the geopolitics for thousands of years just by following these wars. And now I understand much more about why things are happening the way they're happening in the Ukraine and Eastern Europe and in Europe and in the Middle East and in the Mediterranean countries. It all makes sense now. And there's a very, very rich history. But the reason it's been hidden in Central Asia is because these ancient Iranian bloodlines that originated there are still ruling the world 5,000 years later. And they may have different names. They may not look like we think Persians look, but Castro actually looks very Iranian. When you put his pictures without a beard on next to Pope Paul III from the 1500s, it was pure Iranian. They look exactly the same. And nearly all the popes of Rome were actually Iranians. The papal tiara, the big domed sort of hat that the Pope wears, is what the shahs of the ancient Iranian tribes in Central Asia wore. The red slippers that the Pope wears, those are Central Asian. So much of what is part of ritual and protocol and everything in Italy is all from indicating ancient Iranian origins. In fact, the Roman Empire was, that was all Roman soldiers. They were all Iranians, and they housed them in this region east of Italy that was called, I don't know, they call it Romania because they named it as being the source for all the Roman soldiers. And It just turned out into another really big knowledge and information adventure, and I'm still involved in it. But the DNA studies that I found that have been done recently in the last 2 or 3 years are just superb for understanding the culture, the cultural exchange, the relocating tribes, the mixing and breeding, the planned breeding programs, the protocols for burials, the protocols for keeping pregnant women healthy, so they would have healthy babies. All of these things came out, and there's such a rich history from Central Asia, because it's the history of all of Eurasia. It's their history, it's our history, it's who they are, it's who we are. As we look around us after an interview like this, people will take this home with them. It's a lot of information, a lot of it is completely new, but they already have a lot of pieces of that puzzle, but they never had a frame, a picture frame or a puzzle frame to help them relate those pieces to each other. And so what we're giving people is a beginning for them to figure it out themselves. And so they have a proper frame, and they know they have some of the information, and now we'll start getting comments where people give us gold nuggets every day of fantastic information, pieces, obscure pieces of this puzzle, and so they're helping us too.